Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 19th of January, 2023. The Bible reading for today is from Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 to 48. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Today's article titled, But I'm Telling You, was written by John Blaze. I know what they're saying, but I'm telling you. Now, as a boy, I heard my mother give that speech 1,000 times. The context was always peer pressure. She was trying to teach me not to follow the herd. Now, I'm not a young boy anymore, but herd mentality is still alive and kicking. A current example is this phrase, only surround yourself with positive people. Now, while that phrase may be commonly heard, the question we must ask is that Christ-like? But I am telling you, Jesus uses that lead-in a number of times in Matthew chapter 5. He knows full well what the world is constantly telling us, but his desire is that we live differently. In this case, he says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Later, in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul uses the word enemies to describe, guess who? That's right, us. While we were God's enemies, far from some do as I say, not as I do sentiment, Jesus backed up his words with actions. He loved us and gave his life for us. What if Christ had only made room in his life for positive people? Where would that leave us? Thanks be to God that his love is no respecter of persons. For God so loved the world, and in his strength, we are called to do likewise. Let's pray. Father, it is tempting to surround myself with only those who love me, but that is not living, at least not the kind of living you desire for me. Help me to love even my enemies. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Adi Yinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.